Welcome to all, and we're going to start studying today in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6.
欢迎大家，我们要来学明后的第六章。
2 Corinthians, chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
In general, what we're learning in these passages is what a man of God is.
广义的来说，我们学习这些经文的，就是说，一个属神的人，他是什么样？
There are many preachers in the world. Which ones should we listen to?
这当今世界上有很多的讲道人，那么说呢，我们应该听谁讲道？
How could you tell a true Christian preacher from someone who may not be a true Christian preacher?
你怎么知道一个是一个真正的基督徒的讲道者和一个不是基督徒的讲道者呢？
And there are many answers to that question in the chapters that we're studying.
因为在我们今天学习的这一章里有很多的答案来告诉我们。
One of the answers to the question is, what is the preacher's message?
所以呢，其中一个答案呢，就是说这个传道人、讲道人他要传递的信息是什么？
And so some people will have a message. They might say it's from God, but instead of it actually being from God, it could be just from their own objectives.
因为有些人呢说他讲的信息是从神来的，实际上呢他讲的信息有可能就是他自己想出来的，而不是从神来的。
So in the Second World War, there was a leader in Germany. His name was Adolf Hitler. He was making war with the people.
所以呢，在二次大战的时候，在德国有一个领导人，他的名字叫阿道夫·希特勒，他跟整个世界作战。
But he had a slogan that he allowed to be proclaimed all across Germany and his countries, and the slogan was Gott mit uns.
所以呢，他呢，在他德国整个德国都有那样一个标语，那个标语说呢，神在我们这边。And
the words Gott mit uns in English is God is with us.
所以呢，那个 Gott mit uns 那个德语的意义呢，就是神与我们同在。
But that wasn't true. That was a lie.
但那不是真的，那是一个谎言。
He didn't believe in God.
他不相信神。
And he certainly hated the people of God, the Jewish people.
他甚至是恨那些神的子民，就是以色列人。
So not everybody who says he's on God's side is on God's side. How would you know?
不是每一个人，他说他站在神那一边，他就 站在神那一边，那你怎么知道呢？
And so we're going to start reading roughly where we left off last week. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to start reading in verse 20. If you have a Bible, 1 Corinthians 5 and 20.
所以呢，我们要从上个星期学的那个地方开始。 往前面走一点，就是格林多后书五章的第二十节。如果你有圣经，请翻到那第五章二十节，格林多后书。
And the first line of the verse says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors."
所以那个前半部分说呢，所以我们做基督的使者。
So a preacher who is preaching God's message, he is going to preach it as an ambassador from the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
所以呢，一个讲道的人，他讲神的信息的时候呢，他必须是作为 神的那个大使使者，就像是作为主耶稣基督的使者。
And I always found that position to be an interesting one.
我通常呢发现这个地方是比较有趣的一个。
I used to work for the government of Canada.
我通常呢我在加拿大政府工作过。
And sometimes my job was to represent the government on a particular assignment.
所以呢有时候呢在他一个特定的工作里面他是作为政府的代表。
And in those circumstances, I had to make sure that I behaved myself because I was the Canadian government representative.
所以呢在那种情况下我经常想我必须注意自己的言行因为我代表着加拿大政府。
The Christian preacher like Paul must remember he is the representative of the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
所以呢那个当时的使徒保罗他必须意识到他是主耶稣基督的代表。
And of course that is true of every one of us as Christians when we explain the truth of God, when we talk about our Savior, we're doing so as an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ.
对我们每一个基督徒来说当我们传讲主耶稣描述主耶稣的时候我们要作为主耶稣基督的使者。
So the question is, what would the ambassador say? What is the message of God's preachers?
所以呢这个问题呢就是这些使者他讲什么一个神的讲道人他讲传递什么样的信息。
And the message is this, we implore you on Christ's behalf.Be reconciled to God.
所以呢这个信息就是呢就好像神接着我们劝你们我们替基督求你们与神和好。
So that would be the message that God's messengers are speaking. They could be talking about many other things, but God's messengers are continually going to come back to this theme. We must be reconciled with and to the God who made us.
这就是呢神的传递神的信息的讲道人他要讲可能会讲很多很多的事但是他最终会回到这个我们要与神和好的这个信息上来。
And therefore, Paul explains, he said, God made the Lord Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us.So that in him, the Lord Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God.
所以保罗继续在这里解释说神使那无罪的替我们成为罪好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
That is an amazing truth. It's an amazing message.
这是一个神奇的真理是一个神奇的信息。
I am a sinner. Jesus Christ is a righteous man, he had no sin.
我是个罪人，主耶稣是个义人，他没有任何的罪。
And so God arranged that the Lord Jesus Christ could reach over and take my sin to himself.
所以呢，神安排主耶稣，他可以来到我们这里，把我们的罪拿到他自己身上。
And he could die for my sin in order that he might give me his righteousness.
他可以为我的罪而死，所以他这样，以至于他可以把他的义给我们。
Now just think about that exchange for a minute.
所以想一想，那种交换，想一下。
I'm a sinner, I need righteousness. Jesus is righteous. Well, how can we get together? He reaches over to me. He takes my sin and gives me his righteousness.
我是个罪人，我需要义。那那主耶稣呢？他是个义，但是呢，他来到我这里，把我的罪拿过去，然后把他的义给了我。
Is that a good deal?
这是不是很好呢？
It's absolutely amazing.
这是非常令人惊奇的。
Can I remind you of a similar story?
我可以提醒大家一个类似的故事吗？
A long time ago, there was a man whose name was Adam.
很久以前有一个人，他的名字叫亚当。
And God said to Adam, Adam, I have made you to be the ruler of everything you see. You are to have dominion over the whole earth.
那个神对亚当说呢，亚当，我让你成为整个你能够看见的东西的统治者，你可以主宰这地上所有的一切。
And in that sense, Adam had a crown on his head.
从这个意义上来说呢，当时亚当的头上有一个冠冕。
The devil said to him, Adam, why don't you eat of that tree over there?
那个魔鬼呢，跟亚当说，亚当，你为什么不吃那个树上的那个果子呢？
And Adam said, well, Eve said, we can't eat of that tree because we'll die if we do that.
所以呢，他就说呢，我们不能吃那个果子，如果我们吃那果子，我们就会死。
And the devil said, oh, don't worry about that.
然后那个恶魔说，不要去想这些。
And so Adam reached out and took the fruit for himself.
所以呢，亚当呢，他自己去把那个果子拿下来给自己吃。
But when he took the fruit, sin in the person of the devil came and took the crown from Adam.
所以呢，当他拿那个果子的时候呢，从那个恶魔来的罪就来到了亚当身上，然后拿走了他的头上的冠冕。
That was a bad deal.
这是一个非常糟糕的交易。
Adam got sin, but he lost the crown.
所以呢，亚当得到了罪，但是他失去了冠冕。
If you were Adam, would you have done that?
如果你是亚当，你会那么做吗？
Or would you say, no, no, that doesn't sound very good. I would rather not do that. That's not a good deal.
所以呢，你如果是你，你会说呢，我不会那么做，我不会那么做，这个呢，不是一个好的交易。
Okay, so here you've got it. You've got sin and the crown. And you say, I choose sin, therefore I lose the crown.
这里呢是说你有一个罪，你有一个冠冕，你说我选择了罪，然后我失去了冠冕。
Jesus comes now thousands of years later, and Jesus says, here's the issue, sin or righteousness.
所以呢，几千年以后主耶稣来了，他现在是一个选择罪或者是公义。
Jesus says, you give me your sin, I'll give you my righteousness.
所以主耶稣说呢，你把你的罪给我，我给你公义。
That's just the opposite, isn't it?
这是完全相反的，是不是？
Adam sinned, and he lost his crown, and he probably said, excuse me, I would like my crown back again.
所以亚当呢，犯了罪，他失去了冠冕，他可能会说，对不起，我想要我的冠冕要回来。
Jesus said, all right, I'll give it back to you.
那主耶稣说，好吧，那我给你。
What would you say?
你会说什么呢？
I say, I want it. Thank you very much. That's a good deal. I get it back.
我会说，我想要，非常感谢，我把它要回来，这是一个很好的。
That's what the message of God's man is always to be.
这就是那个一个传递神的信息的人应该传达的信息。
And so that's what you preach when you tell people about Jesus. That's what I preach when I tell people about Jesus.
这就是你传道的时候你告诉别人关于主耶稣，这也是我传道的时候我告诉别人关于主耶稣。
The message is, God made a terrible mistake. Sorry, Adam made a terrible mistake.
所以信息呢是亚当犯了一个非常严重的错。
But Jesus said, I'll make it good. I'll give it back to you.
但是主耶稣呢他纠正了这个错误，他说我把给你。
But the responsibility now is, we better keep reading here, at the end of chapter 5, the beginning of chapter 6, it says, as God's fellow workers, we urge you, don't receive God's grace in vain.
所以在格林多后书第六章的第一节接着五章的最后一节说，我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。
He says, for he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you.
所以第二节说呢，因为他说在悦纳的时候我应允了你，在拯救的日子我搭救了你。
And then he says, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation.
然后接着说，看哪，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
So the question is, for how long is Jesus going to say, I'm willing to give you that crown back. I'm willing to give you my righteousness in exchange for your sin.How long is that open for?
所以呢，现在的问题是这样的时间会持续多久呢？主耶稣说，我把我的公义给你，你把你的罪给我，我把你的皇冠给你回来，这个时间会开放持续多久呢？
And we're told that the Lord Jesus said that he had power on earth to forgive sins.
所以呢，我们被告知主耶稣说，他在地上有权柄。
And as long as you and I are alive, we have the power, we have the ability to ask him to forgive us our sins.
所以呢，你我所有的人，当我们活着的时候，我们有能力，请求主耶稣。
So we certainly couldn't get his salvation after we die because we can't receive it.Then we can't receive it. He can't give it to us after we die. No chance for forgiveness.
所以非常确定的呢是呢，在我们死了以后，我们就得不到救恩。在我们死了以后呢，你没有能力去请求，他也不会给你。
But it says here, now is the day of salvation, which means that we can come to him today, but not necessarily any day hereafter.
所以呢，这里讲的呢，现在正是拯救的日子，就是说他当时讲到的，你没必要等到这个日子以后。就是、
Sin is a very, very powerful enemy.
所以呢罪是一个非常非常强大的敌人。
Sometimes I think that God allows us to see in life people who are addicted to alcohol, addicted to drugs. We often see that in life.
所以呢，有时候我想呢，神呢，允许我们看见那些对酒精和药物上瘾的那样的一些人。
And sometimes we ask, why does God allow that?
有时候呢，我们就问说，神为什么允许这样的情况发生呢？
And one of the answers is, God allows it in order for us to see what sin is like.
所以呢，有时候我们认为神允许这样的发生呢，这样的事情发生是让我们看见罪是什么样的。
So, when is it easiest to stop taking drugs?
所以什么时候是最容易戒掉药毒品的呢？
It's easiest to stop taking drugs right at the beginning. But if you become addicted to drugs, is it easy to stop? And the tragedy is no. The more you get addicted to it, the harder it is to stop.
所以呢, 答案呢, 是非常悲剧的。你越上瘾呢, 就越难戒掉。
And so people are encouraged to be like me.
所以呢, 人们呢, 得到鼓励就像我得到的一样。
I don't know anything about drugs. I never got anywhere near them. I wouldn't know what to do with them if I saw them, other than to throw them in the garbage. I've never got involved. It's easy for me not to take drugs.
你对我来说，我是非常幸运的。我从来没有接触过毒品。我也，如果我接触到，我也不知道啊，怎么去对付那个毒品。我就是把它扔到垃圾桶里去，这对我来说是非常容易的，不去沾染毒品。
But it's not easy for the man on Skid Road to say, I just won't take any more drugs.
但是对那些在路边吸毒的那些人来说，并不是很容易去戒掉的。
So when is the best time to become a Christian?
所以什么时候是最好的时间成为一个基督徒呢？
Well, actually, right today, that's the best time.
所以呢，就在今天，今天就是最好的时间。
Why is that? Because yet tomorrow there will be more sin, and it's going to be harder for you to say no to it.
所以呢，为什么呢？因为明天会有更多的罪，对你来说是对你的罪说不是比较难的。
So it's today is always the best time to do what's right for Jesus.
今天呢，永远都是正确的时间。做正确的事为了主耶稣。
And so I often ask people the question, how old were you when you became a Christian?
我通常呢问一些人说，当你成为基督徒的时候，你多大年纪呢？
And then I say, if you had a choice to become a Christian at some other time, what time would you have chosen to become a Christian?
所以呢，我跟那些人，我就问他说，如果你有机会选择一个时间成为基督徒，你会选择在什么时候成为基督徒呢？
And they almost always say, the best time for me to have become a Christian would have been sooner than I did.
所以呢，他们通常的回答是呢，我最好的成为基督徒的时间是在我成为基督徒的之前，最好在之前。
So people can't become a Christian yesterday if they're here today, but they could become a Christian today. They might not be able to tomorrow. Now is the day of salvation.
所以呢，如果一个人他昨天没有成为基督徒，那今天呢，他就是可以有机会，他不必要等到明天，因为明天可能会更难。
So that is the message that the preacher is going to preach.
所以呢，这就是那种一个传道人应该传递的信息。
And that's the message that you take to your friends and your neighbors.
这就是这样的一个信息，你要传到你的朋友和你的邻居。
And you just keep on reminding them of the love of the Lord Jesus, who wants to take away their sin and give them His righteousness, and He wants to do it today.
所以呢，你要一直不停地提醒他神的爱，主耶稣的爱，他要饶恕你的罪，你最好做是在今天做。
So that's what the preacher is going to say. The next question is, what is the preacher going to do to prove that he is a genuine teacher, preacher of the Bible?
所以呢，这里呢，就是那个传道人、讲道人应该去讲的。那个下一步呢，下一个问题就是他应该怎么去做，他怎么做来证明他是真正的在讲圣经。
So Paul says now in verses 3 and 4, he says, "We put no stumbling block in anyone's back, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather."As servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way.
所以呢，在第三节和第四节，他这样说的：我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得是职分被人毁谤，反倒在各样的事情上表明自己是神的用人。
So the true Christian servant of God goes out of his way to make sure that people can clearly see that he is a true follower of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，真正的神的仆人和佣人呢，他们所有的所作所为都是来证明他们是真正的主耶稣的跟随者。
So the question is, how are you going to prove that your message really is from God?
所以问题呢，就是说，你怎么样去证明你的信息是从神来的？
And the next verses tell us how.
所以下一节经文告诉我们怎样。
Okay, so this is valid then, or this is important from two perspectives. Number one, you've got to examine the other person to make sure they really are from God.
所以呢，这个是非常重要的，从两个方面来说。第一个呢，你要去审查那其他的一个人是不是这样去做。And
then if you're a Christian, you've got to live like this so that other people will be sure that you are a servant of God.
所以呢，你作为一个基督徒呢，你应该活出这样的一些事情，让别人看见你确实是神的仆人。So
Roy is going to read to us the verses starting in the middle of verse 4 and going down to the end of verse 10. You just listen to the things that the minister of God has got to do in order to convince you that he's right, or that you've got to do in order to convince other people that they're right.
所以呢，我跟大家从第四节的后半部分一直读到第十节，这所有的事情呢，就是说你要是用这个来确保那个讲神的信息的人他自己是这样去做的。 然后你自己作为一个基督徒，你也要这样去做。第四节下半部分，如在许多的忍耐、患难、贫乏、苦困。第五节鞭打、监禁、扰乱、勤劳、警醒、不时。第六节廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈、圣灵的感化。 无伪的爱心。第七节真实的道理，神的大能，仁义的兵器，在左在右。第八节荣耀、羞辱、恶名、美名，似乎是诱人的，却是诚实的。第九节似乎不为人所知，却是人所共知的；似乎要死，却是活着的；似乎受责罚。 责罚却不是，却是不至丧命的。第十节似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的；似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。All
right, so that's a very nice list, isn't it?
这是一个非常好的一个列表，是不是？
Is that an easy list to live?
这是一个很容易去活出来的表吗？
Have you ever met anybody who lives all of that list?
你有没有碰到一个人，他活出了所有这个列表上的这所要求了？
And you would say, well, I believe the Lord Jesus lived that list.
你可能会说，你会说。 主耶稣会一直活出这个表上所有的。
And I think Paul would say, I have lived that list.
所以呢，我认为使徒保罗会说，我也活出了这样的一个表。
So if you met somebody who lived that list, would you tend to believe what he said?
所以呢，你如果碰到一个人，活出了这个列表上所有的要求，你希望他说什么？
You would say nobody would live that list if they didn't believe it. Nobody could believe that list if in fact the message of the gospel were not true.
所以呢，如果没有人能够活出这样，如果说那个圣经传递的信息是不对的。
So often people say, I don't like preachers because they say all are interested in is money, or they just want people to like them, or they're lazy, or all kinds of other arguments against people who teach the truth of God.
因为如果说有些人他会说，因为我不相信这个讲道的人，因为什么呢？他只想要钱，他只想懒惰，他不想做这上面所有的一切，所以他传递的信息不是从神来。
And so Paul says, no, when you see a person who lives like this, you know he is from God. Not an imposter, he is the true messenger from God.
所以呢，如果保罗说呢，如果你看见一个人他活出这个列表上所有的事情来，你就会说这个人他是真的从神来的，他不是一个诈骗者。
Alright, so we're going to go down the list and we're going to see what it is that God expects from his servant. Number one is, it says, in great endurance.
因为我们要把这个表走一遍，我们要来想想神对他的仆人的要求是什么。第一个呢，就是要有许多的忍耐。
Okay, the characteristic of a man of God is that he keeps on going. When it's easy, he goes. When it's difficult, he goes. But his message is, I must keep serving my master. I will keep going on.
所以一个神的仆人的一个性格的特征呢，就是说， 我要一直保持去做，不管是容易去做还是很难去做，我要坚持去做神要求我做的事儿。That
was the life of the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, wasn't it?
就是主耶稣在克西马西尼园里做的事，是不是？He
knew the agony that would befall him the next day. He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. But he said, I will keep going.
所以呢，主耶稣呢，在那天呢，他知道第二天要来的苦难在他身上，而且当时他的汗珠就像滴出来的是血，所以呢，他说他知道这样，所以他必须坚持走下去。
So the proof then of the reality of the message is that the messenger goes ahead under great difficulty and opposition.
所以呢，这个呢，证明的呢，就是一个讲道的人，他在他人的人生的非常的困难的时期，他仍然坚持着神的道。
The next word is in hardships, in troubles.
所以第二个词呢，就是患难。
Okay, and in the other versions, it says in afflictions.
所以在其他的，在《格万清历》版是afflictions。
The Lord Jesus tells us the story about the man who was a hireling. He was looking after somebody else's sheep.
所以呢，主耶稣都告诉我们一个故事，就是一个人他被雇去照看别人的羊群。And
the story is that the hireling shepherd, he didn't own the sheep. He was just looking after somebody else's sheep, and he saw a wolf coming toward the sheep.
所以呢，这个人呢，他被雇来看这羊群，因为这个羊群是不是他的，他是被雇来看别人的羊群，所以他那个人。
So the hired man says, I don't like wolves, I'm gonna turn around and run away.
所以那个被雇的那个人说，那我不喜欢狼，所以我要他赶紧跑。
And then the wolf gets the sheep.
然后那狼就把羊吃了。
But the one who owns the sheep, he'll stay and fight because they're his sheep.
所以那些拥有那些羊群的人呢，他不会跑，他会和狼战斗，因为这是他自己的羊群。
So under circumstances like that, the true man of God keeps going. He doesn't just turn around and run away because there's a problem.
所以在类似的情况下呢，真正从神来的人呢，他会坚持下去，他不会逃跑。
The next word is hardships.
所以下一个词呢，就是贫乏。
And in the King James Version that I read, it says in necessities.
所以呢，在那个国王钦定版的那个英文单词是比较准的，就是 necessities，就是有需求的。
And so the teaching there is that the servant of God keeps going when it's necessary to get something he doesn't have.
所以呢，这个教导呢，就是说，在属神的人，他的基本的需求都得不到满足的时候，他仍然要坚持下去。
The only reason he would go without having what is necessary is that God, he believes God would give him ultimately what's necessary or prove to him that what he wanted wasn't necessary.
所以呢，在唯一的原因就是在那个情况下，他得不到基本需求的时候仍然坚持下去的原因呢，是他相信神会在后面提供他需要的东西。 或者神会向他证明这些事情他根本就不需要。So
and the fourth one is that he would go ahead in distresses.
所以呢，第四个呢，就是说他仍然会坚持，是因为在困苦的时候。There's
a sense in which distresses and troubles are similar but just slightly different.
所以呢，在这里呢，那个。 压力和困苦呢，有一点点轻微的区别。Troubles
are out there, distresses often are in here.
麻烦呢，通常是在你外面，那个压力呢，通常是在你内心的。Paul
basically says, I keep going under any circumstances. If the circumstances are wrong out there, I'm going to keep serving God. And if I've got problems in my own self, I'm going to keep serving God anyway. I am going to keep going.
所以呢，保罗呢，他实际上说，在任何情况下，我都会坚持服侍神。如果说在我周围有苦难、有困难，我会坚持下去。如果这些问题出现在我内心里，不管怎么样，我仍然会服侍神，我仍然会坚持下去。So
it's interesting, isn't it, that the credibility of the message is related to the character of the messenger.
因为实际上那个讲道的人的那个可信度是完全依靠在他自己的性格和人格上的。Now,
that is a principle which often is followed in a family.
所以这呢在
What happens when there's a difficulty in a family and the mommy and the daddy have a problem and the children are watching?
所以呢，如果在一个家庭里遇到难处的时候，那个父母的行为是不是在那个孩子眼里，他们看到的会是什么样的作用？
Do you think it's ever possible for the children to watch mommy and daddy and say to one another, this is going to be interesting. We're going to see what mommy and daddy do now.
所以呢，你会想象一下，当孩子们在一起，在那种困难的时期，孩子们会互相说，我们来看看我们的父亲和母亲在这样的情况下，他们怎么去做。
Is it true that the children learn more about what mommy and daddy want to teach by watching what they do in a problem or listening to them when they tell them what to do.
那你说这是不是一个真实的事情呢？如果说那个父母平常告诉他们怎么做，实际上在困难的时候父母怎么样去做，这样是不是啊？他们如果不是按照他们做，是不是没有说服力吗？
The credibility of mommy and daddy comes when the problem arises. The credibility of the preacher comes when the problem arises. How do you know a true preacher? He's going to react the right way in the biggest problem.
所以呢，实际上呢，那个家里的那个父母，他的可信度是在困难来临的时候，他们怎么样去做？同样一个传递神的信息的人，在他就非常大的麻烦的时候，他自己怎么做？这样可以知道他传递的是什么样的信息。
Well, the next lines say, in beatings, in imprisonments, and in riots.
下面接着说呢，鞭打、监禁、扰乱。
How do you and I react when we're beaten up for loving Jesus?
所以呢，你们，你我应该怎么样做，是怎么样的反应，当我们为主耶稣受鞭打的时候呢？
Paul would say, just watch me, you'll learn.
所以保罗说呢，你就看我，你就会学到东西。
I would say, I'm sorry, I can't show you that. I've never been beaten up for Jesus. I've never been in a prison for Jesus. And I've never had people riot against me because I stood up for Jesus.
所以呢，你我会说我很抱歉，我不能告诉你那些东西，因为我从来没有因为主耶稣。 受到过鞭打，也没有为主耶稣受到过监禁，也没有人因为我信主耶稣来扰乱我。Why
is that?
这个怎么样？
Probably because I wasn't bold enough to be the kind of ambassador that I should have been.
可能的原因呢，是因为我没有足够的大胆作为主耶稣的使者。
Paul suffered that way because he was the ambassador that he should have been. And so the credibility goes to Paul, doesn't go in this direction.
所以呢，保罗呢，他实际上呢，他就是那个人，他为了主耶稣受鞭打、受监禁、受软弱，所以他的可信度就是从他的所受到的为主耶稣所受到的这些里面所表现出来的。
The next three say, in hard work, in sleepless nights, and in hunger.
接着说呢，勤劳、警醒、不食。
How does mommy prove to the children that she loves them?
那个妈妈怎么样向她的孩子们证明她的爱呢？
Hard work, sleepless nights, and often hunger.
所以呢，还是勤劳。 然后呢，很少的睡眠，然后通常呢会吃不饱。
I had a good friend who was a great help to me here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel many years ago.
很多年前呢，我有一个人，他在这里对我，是我一个很好的一个帮手。
He and his family moved to Vancouver from Scotland when he was just a boy.
当他还是个小男孩的时候，他的家庭带着他从苏格兰移民到了加拿大。
And he would often find that at supper time, all the family would eat supper with the exception of his father.
所以呢，他通常呢，他会发现，当他们吃晚餐的时候，所有的家庭成员都在吃饭，但是他爸爸不在。
And when he got older, he found out the reason.
当他逐渐长大的时候呢，他发现了原因。
There wasn't enough money to buy food for everybody at supper, and so his father said, I won't eat supper tonight.
所以呢，通常呢，在那个时候呢，他们没有足够的钱去买到足够的食物给每一个人吃晚餐，所以他的爸爸选择说，我今天晚上不吃。
Do you think my father felt that his father loved him?
你认为这些人爱他的父亲吗？ 他是父亲爱他们吗?
That's how he proved it.
这就是他怎么样去证明他的爱。
Hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger.
所以呢,勤劳的工作,很少的睡眠,饥饿状态有时。
So the man, the woman of God prove the sincerity of their message by enduring the difficulties of life that come along with the fact that they keep preaching that message.
所以传递神的信息的弟兄和姊妹呢，他就是在他非常困难的时候，来用他自己在那个时候的表现来证明他传递的信息。
Verse 6 says, they prove it in purity.
第六节说呢，他们用廉洁来证明。
The purity basically means uncompromised, clean.
所以呢，这个廉洁呢，就通常是说毫无妥协的纯洁。
That's the kind of people they are.
这就是他们那样，应该是那样的人。
They do it in understanding.
他们做这个呢，通过那个知识来做。
And the man and the woman of God keep studying the Bible in order that they both know and understand the truth of God in a way to live it and to teach it.
所以呢，属神的弟兄姊妹呢，他们一直坚持学圣经，这样呢，确保他们知道怎样的知识去服侍神，去教其他的人。
They live patience and kindness.
他们呢，是活出了恒忍和恩慈。
Patient with the things that are wrong and kindness towards people who do things that are wrong.
所以呢，忍耐呢是恒忍的，是忍那些人做的错事。那个恩慈呢是不去计较他们的错事。
They do that in the power of the Holy Spirit and in sincere love.
他们呢，这么去做的动机呢，是因为圣灵的感动。Many
people respond on the basis of their own independent spirit.
所以呢，很多人他们做事呢，是按照他们自己的那个独立的。
And they focus on themselves. But the man, the woman of God reacts on the basis of the Holy Spirit. And they do what the Holy Spirit would teach them to do rather than what their own, maybe angry spirit would want to do.
他们做任何事，他们的任何反应都是依赖着神的圣灵，而不是依赖他们自己那有时候是愤怒的那一股来做。And
they would do it in sincere love.
他们这样去做是因为无畏爱心。Somehow
the love is going to shine out of the servant of God, and it's going to be shown to be sincere, not just put on, but a sincere love.
因为这有时候呢，那个传递属神的人呢，他的爱是从他们的里面闪光出来的，而不是说简单的，他们外表上看起来是有那样的，所以是一个无畏的爱心。All right,
so is that enough?
这个足够了吗？
Are those standards pretty high? If you saw someone who lived like that, would you tend to believe what he said? Then you would say yes. Paul says that's not enough. There's more.
Okay.
It's absolutely amazing. Paul was a very, very powerful man of God. How did he get such credibility?
因为这是一件非人非常令人惊叹的事儿。保罗是一个非常非常有能力的神的属神的人，那么他怎么样得到这样的一个信誉呢？
Answer: He lived all this to the point where it was really easy for people who listened to him to believe him.
所以呢，答案就是呢，他一直保罗活出这样的，他自己的行为完全按照这个来，所以让人很容易去相信他所做的说的话。
Some of us could make it hard for people to believe the message of the gospel when we speak it. Paul says, no, I'm not going to make it hard. I'm going to live such a way that it will be easy for people to believe what I preach.
因为有些人呢，他们会把他们传递的圣经的信息让别人很难去相信。保罗说，我不会这样，我要活出这样，我要上别人很容易就相信圣经传递的信息。
And so we keep on reading verse 7. He says, I commend myself to you in truthful speech.
所以呢，我们继续读第七节，保罗说，我要用真实的道理来讲。
Now, if you go back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, the instructions are, speak the truth in love.
所以呢，你如果能够翻到以弗所书第四章的第十五节，这就是说，唯用爱心说诚实的话。
And so Paul says, you can believe me because you know that when it's necessary, I will tell you the truth.
所以呢，保罗说呢，你可以相信我，因为我知道在什么时候给你讲出真理。
Which doctor would you believe?
哪一个医生你会相信呢？
You go to him when you're sick and you say, doctor, could you help me?
当你病了的时候，你就看你的医生，你说，医生，你能帮我吗？
The doctor says, yes, I can help you. I've got a really good big band-aid here. You put this band-aid on your abdomen and you'll be fine.
所以呢，那个医生说呢，我可以帮助你，我这里有一个很大的一个绷带，你可以把这个绷带贴到你的肚子上。
Or you go to another doctor and he says, there's something wrong on the inside. You've got cancer and you need to have that cancer growth removed.
因为你去那个另外一个医生，另外一个医生说呢，你有很大的麻烦，你在你的里面有一个癌症，你必须把那个癌症细胞给除掉。
Okay, which one are you going to believe?
你相信哪一个医生呢？
You're going to say to the first one, I don't think a band-aid is going to solve this problem.
所以呢，你会去跟第一个医生说，你说我不认为你给我在这贴一个胶布能解决我的问题。
And that first doctor says, oh, I know, but I don't really want to tell you because I thought you'd be disappointed.
所以呢，第一个医生说呢，我知道，但是呢，我不想告诉你，因为我不想让你失望。
You say, doctor, please tell me the truth.
你会说，医生呢，请你告诉我真实的情况。
And the way a man or woman of God proves himself is by telling the truth.
所以呢，属神的弟兄姊妹呢，来证明他们自己呢，是用告诉别人真理来证明他们自己。
All right, after that it says in the power of God.
所以呢，紧接着呢，他说那是借着神的大能。
How do you do things in the power of God?
你怎么借着神的大能去做事呢？
Only with the power of God.
当你有神的大能的时候。
And so the true Christian is going to be working alongside the Lord so that he can say, your answer is going to be from God. He's got the power. I don't have the power. He's got the power. His message is in the power of God.
因为那真正的传达神的信息的人呢说呢，我有神的大能，我没有这样的能力去讲，我讲这些是因为我有来自神的大能。
So he says, don't look to me. Keep looking to Jesus. He's the only one who can help you, but he knows Jesus well enough to know that he will help, and he prays, and God does his miracles. The credibility for the believer, the messenger of God, is the power of God working through him.
所有的大能，但是这个传讲道的人，他有足够的能力和足够的真实去把神的大能给讲出来，告诉别人，所有的事情都是来自神的大能，不是来自这个讲道人自己。The
next one is with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, or on the right hand and on the left.
所以呢，后面接着说呢，仁义的兵器。 在左，在右，或者说在左手，在右手。
So the Christian then, as he goes through life, he has the weapons of righteousness in his life, which means he continues to do the right thing, often at great expense, and the result is he has weapons to reach out and weapons of defense.
所以呢，在一个真正基督徒他的人生里呢，他一直有仁义的兵器，在任何时候他可以拿出这个兵器进攻营，可以拿出个兵器来防御。Then
it says he continues to go through glory and dishonor.
所以这个继续在上面，荣耀羞辱。
Many people can't handle glory. They get puffed up. They get proud. They say, look at me. And they can't handle glory. Paul could handle glory. He was humble enough to give all the glory to Jesus.
所以呢，很多人他们不知道怎么去对待荣耀，因为当他们得到荣耀的时候，他们会自己飘起来，自己飘飘然。 然后就会不知道怎么去做。保罗说呢，我知道怎么样去来用这个荣耀。Other
people can't handle dishonor.
有些人呢，他们对那个羞辱他把持不住。And
they get very, very upset if they're not being patted on the back all the time.
所以呢，他们会感到非常非常的沮丧，如果你不一直在他背后拍他、安慰他的话。
Paul said, people are often angry with me. They don't like me. Paul says, I'm going to keep going anyway. If they like me, that's fine. If they don't like me, I'm going to keep telling the truth about God.
保罗说呢，这些人他们有时候喜欢我，有时候不喜欢我，但是我不管他们喜欢我还是不喜欢我，我一直要讲神的真理。
He says, I'll do that in bad report or good report.
他继续说呢，我会那么去做，但是不管是恶名还是美名。
And if they say bad things about me, why, I'm going to keep going. And if they say good things about me, I'm not going to stop and sign the documents and say what a wonderful person I am. I'm not going to take the glory. I'm going to keep going in bad report and good report.
所以呢，保罗说呢，如果他们说我不好，我也会继续做。 我们他们说好，我也不会停下来签一个文件说啊，我真是这么好的人，我会在这里很得意，我会继续的，不管他们说什么，不管恶名还是美名，我会继续去做我要做的事儿。The
next comparison is genuine yet regarded as an impostor.
所以呢，跟着的呢，就是说似乎是诱人的，却是诚实的。It's
interesting. People had very diverse opinions about Paul.
所以呢，这是非常有趣的。人们对关于保罗有非常多的不同的意见。
A lot of people when he was alive said he was wonderful.
很多人当保罗活着的时候呢，说他是非常美好的一个人。
A lot of people when he was alive said he was terrible.
有很多人呢，在保罗还活着的时候呢，说是一个很坏的人。
He kept on serving the Lord Jesus.
他一直就是在服侍主耶稣。
He was a good ambassador for the Lord Jesus.
他是一个非常好的主耶稣的使者。
Verse 9 says, he was known yet regarded as unknown.
第九节说,似乎不为人所知,
Some people understood him. A lot of people didn't understand him, but he kept going and doing what was right.
所以有些人呢,理解保罗,有些人不理解保罗,所以保罗说,不管怎么样,我要继续。
It says, as dying, and yet we live on.
所以呢，继续说呢，似乎要死，却是活着的。
It's amazing. I think Paul often was thought to be very sick.
这是非常有趣的。我认为保罗呢，他常常是处于一个生病的状态。
It's just that he didn't die.
他只是还没有死。
You can imagine walking down the street. And somebody says to you, oh, it's nice to see, are you still alive?
你是不是这个是一个很有趣的事，如果你在街上走路碰到一个人，那个人说，啊，你怎么还活着？
That's what they said about him. They thought that he died. Some of them wanted him to die.
这就是当时那些人跟保罗说的，他们有些人，其中一些人希望保罗死。
And so many thought he was dying, but he kept on living. And I think that made him very, very happy.
所以呢，很多人呢希望他死，但他仍然活着。我想这个让保罗感到非常非常的高兴。
It says, as beaten yet not killed.
就是他说的，我被鞭打，但是还没有被打死。That's
pretty sincere proof of sincerity. He was beaten up. Everybody thought he was dead, but he wasn't dead. And then he got beaten up again, and he still wasn't killed. And it happened to him many times.
那保罗呢，这个是真实的发生在他身上，他经常被鞭打，打得要死，别人认为他死了，但是就没死。过一段时间呢，又被打，又没死。
Here it is again, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
接着来说,似乎受责罚,却是不至于丧命。
What did Paul and Silas do in the middle of the night when they were in the Philippian jail?
我刚读的是,似乎是忧愁,却常常快乐。就是说,当你知道保罗希拉当他们在监狱里的时候,
Did they have a sore back?
他们有没有背上有没有被打肿呢?
What do you do when you have a really, really bad sore back?
所以呢，如果你是你的背被打的肿成很严重，你会做什么呢?
Okay, probably what you do is you prop yourself up so you don't have to move, and then you say, I'm not going to breathe deeply.
所以呢，通常呢，你可能会趴在那里说我不会动，我甚至连深呼吸都不会做。
When you breathe deeply, what happens? You go, and when you breathe deeply, you expand your back. And when you expand your back, the pains get greater, don't they?
所以呢，当你做深呼吸的时候，你想想。 那么怎么样呢?你的那个背上就会扩张,当你背扩张的时候呢,就会加重你的疼痛。
So in the middle of the night, Paul jabs Silas and he says, let's start singing.
在半夜里,保罗跟希拉说,我们开始唱歌吧。
And Silas says, my back hurts. I can't sing. The pain is too great.
所以呢,把希拉说呢, 我不能唱歌,我的背很疼,这个疼太疼了,我受不了。
Paul says, aren't you happy in Jesus?
那保罗跟希拉说,你在主耶稣里,你, Shilama.
And Silas says, yeah, I'm happy in Jesus. Let's start singing. And they were singing, sorrowful and yet rejoicing.
所以呢，希拉说呢，是我在主耶稣里有喜乐，让我们开始唱吧。虽然我们有这个痛苦，但是我们仍然有喜乐。
Would you have respect for a man like that?
你希望看到一个像这样的人吗？
Poor yet making many rich.
就是说似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的。
Oh yeah, how much money have you got in your pocket?
你的口袋里有多少钱呢？
Not much, but what I've got, I'll give you.
但是我口袋里没有多少钱，但我有多少，我给你多少。
What did Peter say to the man at the beautiful gate?
那个彼得在那个美丽门下面那个人怎么说的呢？
He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
彼得说，金银我没有，但是我有的是呢，我从拿撒勒人主耶稣。 来的那样的一个权能让你站起来。Poor,
and yet he made the beggar man rich by giving him new legs and new life.
他虽然贫穷，但是呢，他给那个人一个新的腿，让他可以站起来。And
the last one is having nothing and yet possessing all things.
最后呢，似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。It
was something like the Lord Jesus Christ. How much money did the Lord Jesus Christ have in his pocket?
这么个意义上的说呢，有点像我们的主耶稣。主耶稣的口袋里有多少钱呢？
How many other things did the Lord Jesus Christ have?
主耶稣有什么其他的财产吗？
No, basically he had nothing.
基本上来说，主耶稣没有任何财产。Who
possessed all things?
谁拥有所有的这一切呢？Jesus. 而是主耶稣。Now
it's true of Jesus. Is it also true of his servants?
对主耶稣来说是真实的，对主耶稣的仆人来说同样也是真实的。So
the question is, if this man who lived this kind of a life came to us today, and he was on Zoom, and you knew all this about him, would you tend to believe him?
所以呢，就是如果说这上面列出来的，都做到的这样的人，他如果今天来到我们这里，在这个Zoom里面给你们传递信息，你会相信他说的吗？
How does the Christian increase his credibility?
基督徒怎么样增强他的可信度呢？
He goes through great stresses and distresses, all of which prove the reality of his message.
他经历过巨大的苦难和困苦，所有的这一切，他过来了，来证明他所传递的信息。
Some of you remember reading the story, or at least hearing about the story of Hudson Taylor, who was the missionary to China.
所以呢，有些人可能听到过或者读到过一个在中国的宣教士，他的名字叫戴德森。Did
he live this kind of life?
他活出了这样一类的生活吗？
Yeah, and I don't know that I've read much about Hudson Taylor. I've heard a little bit, but I have heard some things about his life.
因为我没有读到很多关于戴德森的故事，但是我听到过有些关于他在中国的宣教士的生活。Because
he was a missionary to China, he lost many close family members.
因为他是去中国做宣教士，所以他失去了他非常亲近的家人。I
think he buried two or three wives. I think he buried three or four children. I'm not sure, but he suffered great, great loss. What did he do after that?
所以呢，我认为他可能啊死了三四任妻子，也死了好几个孩子。但是经历过这些事情以后呢，他在继续做什么呢
？All of which, all because he was serving the Lord, he suffered those losses. What did he do afterwards? He went back to China to tell them again about the wonderful message of the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，他所有的失去这些家人呢，是因为他服侍主耶稣。那经历过这些事以后，他继续在做什么呢？他仍然回到中国去告诉别人主耶稣基督。
Did people believe him then?
然后那里的人会信他吗？
Yes. Do people still believe the message of Hudson Taylor even today, though he's been dead for so long?
所以呢，当然了，那里的人会信他的。那么现在，在戴德森死了这么多年过去以后，现在的人仍然相信他所传递的信息吗？
Yes. Why?Because he lived like this.
当然是的。为什么呢？因为他活出了这样。
One of the problems that we have in the world today is that via Zoom or on the internet or through other media, you can hear messages from preachers. You just don't know the character of the preacher.And the preacher's credibility is based on his character that you've got here. And don't end up believing people just because their message is good. The message must be based on the character of the person.
所以呢，今天这个世界上最大的问题呢是什么呢？很多人会通过网络，就像今天通过这个 Zoom。还有通过其他的一些媒体来讲道，但是呢，你如果不知道那个人的人格，所以你不要就是说你不知道他到底是什么样的人，所以呢如果他讲的信息只有是说他自己的人格符合那个，他的信息才可以传达出来。
All right, so questions and comments on this. This is a very significantand the important list, and it will preserve us from being, from going, following, people for other reasons. We want to follow Christ's true ambassadors, and their lives must show a credibility according to the things on this list.
所以呢，这是非常非常重要的一章，大家有什么想法和问题？这里呢主要是讲到的呢，我们要怎样远离那些去讲传达神的信息而不按照这个列出来在这上面去做的。所以实际上我们要跟随那个真正的主耶稣的使者，他能够他的人格应该是活出像这样的列出来的今天讲到的这些表上的一些行为。
All right, questions and comments.
所以有没有问题和想法？
干嘛
？Linda, do you have a question?
那个 John 就是。
Okay, it was John. All right. Anybody with a question or a comment?
任何人有问题，或者说你有什么想法？
Hello, Harold.
Hello, hello.
Hi. I want to share my thinking. I use English not very easy. 我用中文说吧，就是我其实觉得，好多传教士可能并不像我们想的那么完美，就是像这个 list 里这样完美。但是我觉得我们还是要，用神的爱和那个包容去听他讲的道。当然他每一个人都会有一些不同的一些弱点，比方说他可能有一些事情他不是按这个 list 来的，但是我觉得还是要听，甚至不要轻易的去论断说这个传道士他这么讲不对呀，他讲错了，或者是他的行为都不好他还在那儿讲。我觉得这个是基督徒一定要注意的，这个是犯罪。 我们当然要跟随好的行为的传道士来听道，但是你也要知道，他是神的使者，他是神来讲话的一个人，他是一个器皿，无论他好与坏，我们都在听神的道，不是在听这个人说话。这个是我想跟大家分享的，是我这么多年其实一直有疑惑的地方，然后一直到了温哥华以后，我才忽然感觉到，之前因为我在另外一个福音教会，然后我就很看不上他们做的一些事情，然后之后我就有了一些改变，这是我想分享给大家的。
Okay.
就这些 That's all.
I think,
跟大家说一下。
She basically just agree with you about that, the preacher should, have all that, preachers have all that characters listed in that, this chapter.
Yep.
Yeah, she said that not every preacher is perfect.
That's
so
right.
We should, use the love of God and the patience to listen the message. No matter the evil, evil like that, caricatures, even they said, they did something wrong, they didn't do that, by themselves. They said, should listen to, the preacher's message. So just, we just listen to the message, not listen to the preacher. This is what she basically said.
Yes, and in many respects, I agree with that. I can't say listen to me because I have lived all this 28 items on this list. But I should live all those items on that list. And when I meet the man who really does, I listen to him very, very carefully because I admire, I appreciate, I believe his character.
碰到一个所有的或是这样的一个人呢，我会非常非常仔细的去听他讲道，因为我尊敬我相信他的人格。
The problem is that where the person is wrong, he's got to be man enough to say he's wrong.
所以呢，这个问题呢，就是说，如果一个人错了，他必须很勇敢的说他自己错了。
So, I'm going to tell you now the story about our mother and father.
我要告诉一个关于我的父亲和母亲的故事。
Our mother and father were very, very good people.
他的父亲和母亲是非常好的人。
And they tried to live up to this list.
所以他们尝试着要活出这个表上列出来的。
But sometimes they fail.
但是呢，他们有时候他们做不到。
And so we used to listen to what they would say when they failed.
所以呢，我们常常就是说，当他们做不到的时候，我们就不会听他们说的。
And the conclusion went something like this.
结论就是类似这样的。
Whenever anything was very, very good, they gave credit to Jesus.
任何的事情如果是非常非常好，他们把荣耀归给主。
And when they did something that was wrong, they blamed themselves.
当他们做错了什么事的时候呢，他们自责。
And I thought to myself as a boy, that's pretty good.
当我是个小男孩的时候，我对自己说，这是非常好。
If it's good, give Jesus all the credit.
如果是好的，全是主耶稣的。
If it's bad, take all the shame to yourself.
如果是不好的，把所有的羞辱都放在自己身上。
Now there was a very famous politician in a country, and I probably should leave him. Anonymous at this point, but he had this to say.
因为这有在我们国家有一个非常非常有名的政客，所以呢他不想提他的名字。
When anything was very good about him, he took credit for himself.
当所有的事情都变得非常好的时候，他说这是我的功劳。
But he did have a physical deformity.
所以呢他有一个身体上的残疾。
And sometimes that physical deformity was evident and serious. But when that happened, when that was drawn attention to, he said, that's the way God made me.
所以呢当他身体的残疾受到关注的时候呢，就是说这是神把我造成这样。
So he took all the credit for himself, put all the blame on God.
所以呢他把所有的功劳放在自己身上，把所有的责备放在神身上。
Well, that's not God's way. God's way, the man of God says, Jesus gets the credit, where I fail, that's my fault.
所以呢这不是神的道。因为呢如果说呢神的道说，如果是任何事情是好的都是主耶稣的，如果是任何事情不好的都是我自己的。
Any other questions or comments?
还有没有其他的问题和想法？
I don't know whether you're good counters or not. Go ahead, Joanna.
This is such an amazing list. I would just love your thoughts on like how we enter more into this, how we live. It seems like it's very responsive. See the truth, live the truth. And I just, any about that, about how to enter more into this.
Yes, I'm really not sure. That's a good question for next week. There's a sense in which the issues here are how do we respond to the issues of life?
因为主要那呢，他刚才说呢，这个这一个列出来的这个很好，但是呢，我们怎么样去做到，怎么样去回应？所以那个 Harold 说呢，这是一个很好的问题，但是呢，我们最好是下个星期再来讲这个。
Verse number 5 says, in beatings, in imprisonments, and in riots. I don't think Paul said, get up in the morning and said, I think I'll go downtown, get beaten up, thrown into prison, and hopefully there'll be a riot before we do that. I think it was a responsive situation. I think we live godly character, but in the great distress, in the pressure, instead of cracking, quitting, running away, we say, God will help me.
所以呢Harold 讲的呢就像第五节讲的，说鞭打监禁骚扰那个扰乱。他说他认为保罗在这里讲的意思并不是说我们每天早晨起来我们到市中心去让别人来打我们，然后把我们关在监狱里，然后再也说一些我们的不好的话。他不是这样的，他这样的讲的意思呢就是说我们无论碰到什么情况下，在任何的压力和困苦下，我们都要坚持神的道。
And very often I must say in my own life that when the day is over, I have to say to the Lord, Lord, I didn't respond in that situation the way I should have. And I apologize to the Lord because I didn't live this character when the pressure was on.
所以呢他经常他在自己想，当他死了以后他见到主耶稣的时候，他会跟主耶稣说，主耶稣，我并没有去活出我该应该去活出的那样，并没有对有些情况在这个表里列出来的我应该去做的，我本身应该去响应的那样的去响应。
All right, well, we're going to stop there. We'll have more discussion on this next week and we'll carry on. But thank you for today for your patience. Pray for each one of us We need, every one of us need to live these kinds of lives. We want our families to trust the Lord. How will they do that? They'll see this kind of life in us. We want our friends to trust the Lord. We want those who we speak to publicly to trust the Lord. How do we build that credibility? These are the 28 characteristics of true Christian credibility.
这真的是一个非常好的问题，我们下个星期呢，会继续来讲这个，感谢大家的耐心和今天的参与，就是说呢，这里列出来的28个特征和性格呢，我是我们应该活出来的，因为我们要让我们的家庭成员相信，我们要我们的朋友相信。 当我们在公开场合讲话的时候，要那些听众相信。那么我们怎么来建立我们的信誉？就是我们要活出这样的东西来，才可以让别人相信你说的话。All right,
let's have a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we've been considering these extensive characteristics of true Christian service. And Lord, we find it very difficult.
主要我们被要求要做到像这个里面非常高的一个标准的基督徒应该活出来的性格，我们发现这是很难做到的。We
would like to be credible witnesses, Lord. Would you please work in our hearts that we might live like this?
我们要想做一个有信誉的见证人。 主耶稣啊，请您在我们心里动工，帮助我们活出这样的一个人格来。We
acknowledge it's only the grace of God that could make that work.
我们明白，只有神的恩典才可以让这一切做到。But
Lord, if you've called us to be like this, we believe that you can make us like this.
主啊，我们相信，如果你要求我们这样做，你可以让我们做到这些。And
so help us in it all, we pray.
帮助我们所有这一切，我们祷告。We
thank you for all your goodness and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你所有的美善，献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.